What's up, you guys? This is April 15th, 2022. This is Sean Ross Sapp, and this is Fightful Wrestling, our AEW Rampage, and our WWE SmackDown review. We got tons of good stuff to talk about, some not so good stuff to talk about, but we're talking about it with Kate. You can see her every Tuesday on the Sour Graps NXT review. Kate, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm a city boy now. It is awesome.
Oh, you're in the big city, Sean.
I'm enjoying life. It is very nice. It is naughty. It is. Go to humperchats.com. You can get your question or statement read on the air. It's our PayPal and Streamlabs platform. But you can also send a super chat here on youtube.com/fightful. Again, it gets your question or statement read on the air. But if you're listening to this show on demand and you go, you know what, I want to leave something before the show, well, you can do that with the Humper Chats. It's a very neat utility. But that's not the only way to support us. We've got the newest edition of Fightful Magazine out, and I do not have the overlay on this one, but we've got Hook as the cover athlete. We've got Taylor Hendricks writing about Jade Cargill. Check that out, FightfulMag.com. Retro gaming, as always, a special Fightful overbooked centric mailbag. Wrestling in the COVID era, Mike Straw did a great job with that. Check out FightfulMag.com. And while you're here on YouTube.com/Fightful, how about these interviews? How about early this week we interviewed Imperium, their last interview before they split up? I got him to laugh. Then
I don't believe you.
I did. Then Adam Cole, ahead of his world title match tonight. That interview is evergreen. It won't like go out of date based on this. It was a great in-person interview. But even beyond that, on the spotlight this week, Speedball Mike Bailey. Go check that out. Today, the Grapsity guys interviewed Nyla Rose before her big title match at Battle of the Belts. Then tomorrow, I'm dropping Juice Robinson, who we broke some news today. He's not retired. A lot of people seem to think he's retired. He expanded on him leaving New Japan. This weekend is his last New Japan match. So many interviews. Next week, we're rocking with Rhea Ripley, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, the Good Brothers, looks like Baron Black as well. We got plenty for you. Leave a thumbs up, guys. We greatly appreciate it. Plug Fightful Select later.
I feel like since we didn't have a magazine overlay, you have to do your best Hook impression right now.
Here we go. Hold on.
This rules.
I'll do my best.
This is so... I thought you were going to no-sell me, to be honest. I'm so excited.
I'll try. I do it for the brand.
You can tell we finished an hour early. That's basically it. You just saw the cover of Fightful Magazine, you guys.
I'm way better looking than him, though. So, it's not
that's
fair.
That's an aggressive statement.
Well, an aggressively correct statement.
Wow. Look at that. Look at your hair. Look at that mane.
Look at it. So, I think we should probably start with AEW Rampage.
I think it's important that we do.
Yeah, but we do have some super chats. Sabrina, our good friend, says, in the air right now, on an airplane, and I had to tune in. We love Sabrina. She's so wonderful. Think the world of you. Always, the Ceases. Oh, man.
Sasha Banks' best friend, Ellie Cease, that is.
Indeed. Fightful, Big J says, what a week. Gave my 2 weeks notice at a very toxic job. Had someone I've known for 15 years commit suicide. Thank God for wrestling and Fightful as an escape. Big J, I am sorry to hear this. That is horrible. If we've got anybody that is going through the same type of thing, we encourage you check out some of the resources at NAMI Communicate on Twitter, in addition to any number of great resources you can find online and people you can talk to that will help. Your Fightful family will be here that you can lean on as well. We like to support one another.
Cher says, congratulations on leaving a bad job.
Yes.
Get out of those. Those are the worst.
Yeah, hopefully Kate does that before long. Cher says, I hope you guys have a great show. Thank you, Cher.
It is toxic. I'm constantly being muted by my host when he bothers to show up. Like, people don't need to see me recite a CM Punk.
Muted.
Matthew Plus says, this is the first time I'm looking to S.
I muted Shaw.
I can just remove her from the entire stream. I can just do that.
You can't get rid of me.
Uh-huh. Mark Quill says, in the spirit of WDB's renaming policy, I'm choosing to rename SRS Mr. Paywall Jesus or Mr. Paywall Select and Kate Miss Sour Bangs. My apologies. Well, my apologies. I misread your thing because I was already ready to go into the ad segue. I mean, you know, it's a special weekend, Kate.
It is.
It's Easter.
It is Easter weekend.
And listen, Paywall Jesus ain't taking off Friday and Saturday like that other guy.
No.
But on Sunday, you best believe he is risen. How about every day he is risen? Thanks to Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Man, maybe you've had a rough week, a rough 3 days, so to speak. And you don't think that you'll be able to perform for your big coming out party. Well, you know what? Blue Chew has you covered. Blue Chew has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, but they work on your schedule. Good Friday, Passover, Easter, doesn't matter. When you need to go, you've got to be ready to go. And not just that. Maybe you are ready. You just want that confidence. You want that performance. To get an erection with Blue Chew and the code Fightful. How about this? It's prescribed online, it ships straight to your door, and you don't have to wait in line at the doctor's office or a pharmacy. That's because you take their questionnaire, and if approved, it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. But as I like to say, there's nothing discreet about your package when you use Blue Chew. You doing good? You doing good over there, Kate?
I'm doing great. My erection.
Get your first shipment
wonderful.
Free when you use the code Fightful at bluechew.com. Look how excited this makes Kate. This is the concept, the idea of Blue Chew. She can barely handle it.
I can't. You should see my pants right now.
Bluechew.com, code Fightful, get your first shipment free.
Oh, I like that you act like that was weird when every week I play an ad that's like, your penis is soft, and just you staring at the camera like a weirdo.
Do you all do the same one every week?
No, I switch it up sometimes, but okay. Thanks for watching the product.
Yeah, I don't have that much time. He is risen. Bill says, welcome to the Council of Martins. And Bob and Karen, oh boy.
The council is growing.
Well, Cadillac Carson says, I saw something on Twitter about a poop marathon. Just curious as to how one participates in such a thing. Asking for a friend. Like, I didn't think anybody would see that tweet.
You, for the love of God.
I've got to start realizing that no matter what I tweet and no matter to who it is, somebody is going to see everything that I tweet. There are a lot of people.
You ruined days. You ruined Reg's day the other day just by being a person that interacted with him.
Reg ruined Reg's day. Lee Moriarty ruined Reg's day. For a little bit of context, Reg said, a wrestling fan and I still touch up on some butt every night. And then Lee Moriarty said to our friend Reg of Grapsity, said, grabbing up on your beanie baby doesn't count.
And you were like, oh. And because you're all blue check marked and stuff.
Listen, there's all kinds of blue. Listen, there's all kinds of blue check marks that nobody pays attention to. I got weirdos just dropping through my replies all the time.
No, you have weirdos that follow you?
Well, they don't follow me. I usually block them.
Out of town and take a bus.
Chaos Control says, Kate is the best. Yes, she
Thank
is.
You.
She's all right. Daniel says, I've been thinking about this since Wednesday, was hoping for a rant based on Dynamite. I'm guessing you know what segment I'm talking about. AEW needs help work with their women's division, although tonight's match wasn't bad. Well, let's jump right into tonight's match, because I thought tonight's match was a step in the right direction. There's a lot I liked about tonight's match. I am a sucker for twin magic, especially when we don't see it every week. And the Renegade Twins, boy, are they fitting in on that roster. I'm glad to see Ruby Soho on television. I loved that Ruby Soho hit her finish, but it was against the wrong twin, and she had no idea. Kate, what'd you think about this? I know you've been very critical. You went from smiley and happy to... Let me put on my glasses real quick. Let me turn into Murphy Brown for a second and get really serious.
I liked the match that was in front of me quite a bit. On the bigger picture side of things, I feel like they could have done better. No offense to the Renegade Twins, sir, distinguished gentleman.
Just waiting. Busting out the cigar for this one. Gonna enjoy this rant. Here we go. Before we get into the religious stuff. Oh, this cigar's coming apart. Can't do that. This is just for decoration anyway.
I try not to rant on this show because for some reason you don't like to have a four-hour post show, but
yeah, that's correct.
I liked the match that was in front of me. Twin magic is always fun. Ruby's facial expressions when she realized what happened were so great. Ruby, I feel like, is getting into a pattern where just things are really working for her. Like, she's always great, but there's just been like a next level on some of the stuff that I've seen on Dark, because she has been on TV since February. What she did tonight, everything was just smooth. I felt like she had really good chemistry with the Renegades in there. So that was really fun. I do feel like when you have a tournament for the third time, maybe, just maybe, do a good job with it. I just feel like they had a chance to bring in a lot bigger names than they're bringing in for this. No offense to the Renegade Twins. They've been really solid workers, and they've done some like really, really solid work on television, considering how young they are. And they do some great work at Mission Pro. But I don't know. Everybody was like, give us Deonna Purrazzo. And they were like, we are giving you the Renegade Twins. Like,
I think the Renegade Twins are pretty good, though. I'm liking them. I'd be shocked if they don't end up getting signed, honestly. We've got Shot Kid saying Twin Magic is one of the dumbest spots in wrestling, but I will never not pop for it.
That's where I'm at.
Says he feels like they'd fit perfect in the new ROH. Considering we haven't seen it in a long time, then that's one of the reasons I like it so much. Volob says, I've always loved Twin Magic spot. This has been one of the best ones I've seen in a long time. I mean, I'm pretty sure those two girls were probably inspired to some degree by the Bellas as well. So I love that homage as well. Mark Quill says, felt really sour about AEW's women's division today and embraced my inner sour graps about it. Now I feel like I'm a part of the weird extended Fightful family. Well, you are, my friend. But he also says the Ruby Renegade match was great, but of course, as established, still a lot of work to do to improve the division. Not sure Tony Khan is the right guy to do it. Need someone else to get the book. I mean, I don't know if someone else has had the book. I mean, we heard this week that finish wasn't a Tony Khan booked finish on Dynamite. I do know whose it is. I'll probably have that on Fightful Select sooner than later. But they do need to do a better job consistently. I thought this was a step in the right direction. I'm hoping that this tournament is the turning point. This is a real good opportunity to make this the turning point. Not just this. Tonight, tomorrow night, with what we're going to see out of Thunder Rosa and Nyla Rose and the tournament. Let's do the right thing. Ruby Soho gets the win. I love that spot. I love the Renegade Twins. They are kicking ass. It's Isaiah says, bought tickets for AEW St. Louis show. Heard anything? Not this far out, I haven't. Nerd Drew asks for no spoilers for Battle of the Belts. Don't worry, none. None here tonight. You can go to Fightful.com for those. Mark Losper says, you should see my pants right now during a Blue Chew read. Is a hell of a first sentence to hear. I'm just saying.
I mean, as a lady, I feel like that's fun. Saying I have a boner is hilarious.
I mean, boners are funny.
Boners are funny, especially when it's a girl.
Let's talk about BCC and the butt cheek boys. We got Austin, we got Colton, we got Billy. The quickness in which Colton and Austin have picked up the body language aspect of pro wrestling is mind-boggling. And I noticed this at All In years ago with Austin Gunn. Man, they just get that. As far as the match goes, Yuta getting the win after last week was a necessity. It had to happen. What did you think of the match? BCC versus Gun Club was super fire, says Ricardo.
Well, Ricardo, I just don't have a desire to see the Gun Club on my television, to be honest. Like, unless Danhausen's running around calling them ass boys.
They were in a losing role. They were putting people over.
They were. But again, what was in front of me as far as like the way the actual match was executed and aged it, I thought was actually really good. Wheeler Yuta and Wardlow, I feel like, in the past 6 weeks have been raised perfectly to be stars that were, I don't want to say irrelevant because they weren't, but like just didn't have as big of a role that they have now really, really grown into. Wheeler going over here and getting the win was great. William Regal on commentary. It's just like he's been in this company for the entire time it's existed. I've absolutely loved that. And I would much rather Regal on commentary than Jericho. It's been a really nice listening experience to have that. So I really liked the match that was in front of me. I just feel like if you're headed the way of trios, there's probably people that could get a bigger reward off of a losing spot from a trio that's as lethal as BCC. So I didn't need to see them there, but for what was in front of me, it was decent enough. But it's just nice to see Wheeler Yuta, and I feel like Ann Wardlow falls into this category that over the past month to 6 weeks have just blossomed in front of our eyes. It's been really, really great. And we've known Wheeler Yuta was great for a long time. It's nice to see him getting featured this way. This is wonderful.
Yeah, this is a good way to follow up. You put him on screen with a bunch of people that are over. You also give him the win. Bali Lasagna says, Austin Gunn selling. That is the Humper Chat. I agree. I have no problem with this. I think you are dead wrong, Kate. And the ass family, the entire ass cheek family being undefeated as a trios and then finally losing to BCC, I think is great. You've got William Regal on commentary. I thought this was really, really good. Valab says, can't wait to see how Japanese commentary, especially Shingo, will look at Yuta's O'Connor role. Very Sonata-esque this time. Man, he is so good. So good. Chad Van Huda says 2K takes the credit for the good and doesn't take credit for the bad. At the end of the day, he's head honcho and should take blame for it all. He gives a thumbs up. No. Everybody can have bad ideas. He said that he signed off on it. That's he said literally what you said. He gave the thumbs up on it. He approved of it. But I mean, not every bad idea has to be his bad idea. I'm sure he's had plenty as well. Sebastian says either Ruby or Chris should win the Owen. Who is your pick to win the Owen?
Oh, man. I want it to be Danielson for the men and Serena Deeb for the women, but same. I feel like Miro coming back and winning it would also be really fun. But I just don't know where that guy is.
Zero Fear loves the Gun Club. I enjoy them. I think they're very good at what they do. They get heat really, really well. Ryan says, have nothing to say really, but hey, starting with Rampage makes chronological sense for you this week. That it does. Oh, I'll tell you what I love. 7 p.m. Eastern start time for Rampage. You'll notice I got a lot more energy right now. I'm not at the end of a week pushing midnight. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Zero Fear says the TBS title tournament was good to establish a star in Jade Cargill. Multiple stories fed into it. Let's not pretend to forget it. What do you say to that, Kate? Calling you out. Saying that you're full of shit is Zero Fear. And I gotta agree with them, Kate. You're full of shit.
First of all, it's just gross. Second of all, I just need more women's matches on my television, and that would satisfy a lot of it. There are a lot of women's storylines going on right now. There were a lot of women's storylines that came out of the last tournament, but where are the women on my television screen? Like, I feel like if the men got treated the way the women are being treated, there would be a riot outside my door and I wouldn't be allowed to leave for calling that out, right? So I don't mind.
A riot outside your door. Do you want her on Rampage, Dynamite, or outside your door, Kate?
I mean, all three.
You're getting caught up again. You're getting caught up again in your own BS.
Her name is Ruby Soho, not Riot.
Sure it is. Sabrina Harley says, Wardlow is two fire emojis. Big thank you, Sabrina. Hope you have safe travels, by the way. Well, we got the Butcher destroying a jobber, and I love it. Now, me and Alex are hoping that this leads to Butcher and the Blade against Wardlow next week. To me, it kind of feels like they were just trying to heat up Butcher just for a straight-up one-on-one for Wardlow. I think it should really be Butcher and Blade. But ShotKid29 said, instead of a match, can we get Butcher versus Wardlow in a squash-off to see who can kill geeks better? I would love that. Put them side by side and just have them destroying people. Find a way to do it. Give me that. I would love that. He killed a jobber tonight, Kate.
Yes. There is your Rampage murder of the week. It was nice to see someone other than Fuego get murdered. Or whoever Nyla Rose is facing. She also tends to murder people. So very nice to see the murder get switched up. It was wonderful.
This was a whole lot of fun. I love it. How are you seeing this for next week? Do you think it ends up being Butcher and the Blade, or do you think it'll just be Butcher against Wardlow, who is also killing it right now?
Man, I feel very strongly like it should be Butcher and Blade, but I feel like he would have had some presence over the past couple angles that they've run, or I guess the past couple of shows that they've run, rather. So I just feel like a handicap match for Wardlow would make so much sense because he's just like mowing through 10 guys a week just to get to the ring. But it feels to me like they are leaning on Butcher. Maybe Blade comes next.
It's Isaiah says, let's take a sec to appreciate Kate's glowing skin.
Thank you so much. It's the lighting in my office more than my skin. It's great selfie lighting.
Mark Losper says, Mark Losper says, are you saying you have trouble performing late at night, Sean? Have you tried Blue Chew? It worked on Kate's pants. Buddy, I got a whole drawer full that they keep sending me. And maybe I'll take one on the air. That's what I'll do.
I think maybe. God. Okay, I'll stop trolling you on Twitter. Just don't take Blue Chew on the air.
I mean, I'm not going to like show the process. I'm not going to be like, hey, everybody, take a look. Look! Oh my God! Take a look! I maybe would describe it.
I mean, that would get views.
I know it would get views. It'd get a lot of views. It would get a lot of angry views, like a lot of hate views.
It would.
There are people who would hate watch me getting a boner on programming.
And not seeing it. People would get mad about one way or the other.
Oh boy. Nerd Guru says my picks are Claudio and Hater for Ruby. Or Claudio and Hater or Ruby. Those are fair picks. Oh man. Mark Losper says, consider the super chat payment to not take Blue Chew on the air. Hey, you know what? If you all want to bribe me to not take Blue Chew on the air, get a cameo from me. Cameo.com/SeanRossSap10. It's pinned at the top of my Twitter right now. All the proceeds this month, all of them go to NAMI Communicate. NAMI Communicate, helping you prevent Sean Ross Sapp getting erections on the air.
Non-boner money goes directly to suicide prevention.
To mental health stability and research and awareness. Support NAMI Communicate.
This show...
Support multiple wonderful causes.
The textbook of mental stability. This show right now.
Joel Wood says you should put that behind a paywall. Not with Blue Chew, my friends. Your first shipment's free. Mark Quill says, is it weird I only know of Blue Chew from Fightful? One day you'll be happy you do, my friend.
There you go.
Shot Kid says, listening to this talk is Jericho episode. Seeing Regal have a ball is great. His bit with Danhausen at Post Dynamite killed me. That was amazing.
Yes.
William Regal is such a good, like, comedic character whenever he wants to be.
God, his selling the curse was like he really was cursed. Like, it was so fantastically done.
It was amazing. Steph, the writer, says, we need Regal's a regular part of Rampage commentary. I love that they just had him on there, and they were like, well, this works. Let's keep rocking with this. Daniel R. says, in your opinion, what should the Owen Hart tournament be? Should it be to boost a younger or a youngster that a lot of the people in the tournament are on? I need these a little bit streamlined whenever we take these in, because I read them live. But it's basically asking, what should the Owen Hart tournament be? Should it establish a youngster or reaffirm a mainstay? I think it should be both.
I think it should be, first and foremost, a way to get Bret Hart in the door to manage FTR. Oh, yeah. My God. Second of all, I think more importantly, I think it should be a spotlight for an incredible technical wrestler, and whatever direction that leans in is not as important to me. Like, Daniel Garcia would be so interesting because he's so sound technically and fits in like that Owen Hart vibe, I think, but is very young. So yeah, there's people in the chat like saying both. To me, the inaugural winner feeling like I said, Danielson, because I think that first winner being somebody that's already so established and the other greatest in the world, right? Like, I think that's so, like, just a perfect handoff like that. But then moving forward, maybe something that spotlights younger talent. But at first and foremost, I think it should be like a more pure wrestling winner.
I think one bracket should be like a really big established name winning, and the other one, whichever one it may be, should be an up and comer, and it should really highlight them. Dustin Rhodes cuts a promo on CM Punk, and he's just fired up. Mike McVaney says, coffin match and CM Punk on my first show ever live. Well, how about this? It's the first time CM Punk and Dustin Rhodes have ever faced each other one-on-one. They had a six-man tag match in 2005. It had Dusty, Dustin, and Mike Graham against Punk, Kevin Sullivan, and Abdullah the Butcher, Kate. Unreal. Unreal.
Could you just, even a year ago, imagine that sentence being a thing? Like,
Dustin, I love it. And it's going to be a good match. I just know it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I remember these two guys being a very important part of one of my favorite in-ring wrestling years for WWE, and that was like 2013. It was the year after the Shield popped up, and WWE was like, we got these three-hour Raws. Let's put a lot of really good matches on it. And there were amazing, like, tag team, six-man tag, eight-man tag. There were awesome 12-man tags on that show during that period. Just incredible stuff back then, and it's great to see them facing each other. Matthew says, Dustin is perfect for Punk to turn heel on. And that's what AEW is so good at. They are good at getting a guy like Punk to go heel for like a month and a half until he faces Hangman Page. And then maybe there's a babyface thing there. Can't wait to see how that works out.
No, I think it's a moment in a match that costs Hangman the title. But I think Punk's going to win your title. So it would make more sense if that happens, if Punk wins. I think it being a moment in a match makes more sense than a more gradual built out heel turn if he's not going to win.
Yes. Well, Hangman Page did not lose his title tonight. We have an upcoming interview with him, but we had an interview with Adam Cole that dropped this week. Make sure you guys check that out. Sabrina. Good. Sabrina. I mean, she paid the big bucks for this. In parentheses, Luis put a big one. Well, apparently it was a big one from our friend Sabrina, who said, Adam Cole and Hangman Page had me harder than Blue Chew. That match was insane. Love you guys. Hope you had an amazing Easter. You all are great. Well, we adore you, Sabrina. You are wonderful, and we are glad that this match got you erect. We are
a
very
lady after my own heart, if you're making woman bugger jokes. Thank you, Sabrina.
There you go. We appreciate that around here. Sabrina, that match was a lot of fun. I enjoyed this match. There was the chair spot with the spine, and then Adam Cole doing the reaction of turning the chairs around, I thought was a nice touch. I love AEW's method of the knockout or submission. Because when I watched the Impact Texas Death Match earlier this year, maybe it was late last year with Deonna and Mickey, like I liked the match, but there was something anticlimactic in 2021, 2022 about one, two, three. Okay, now start the 10 count. There was something that didn't quite work with that, and AEW's has worked. I would maybe just not call it a Texas Death Match. I'd call it something different, but I love the method, and Ricardo says Battle of the Atoms was super fire. I thought this was wonderful. We'll talk about individual spots. What'd you feel about the match, Kate?
I thought this was great. A couple weeks ago, I had said I didn't need another Texas Death Match in the Adam Page reign. I just felt like we had gotten one and with Lance Archer, and that was fantastic. I was there live for that. It was super fun. It was rough to watch, like in a fun way. And I was just like, I don't need a second one because he's not like a deathmatch wrestler to me. And as I said it, I was like, but here's the thing. It's going to be great and I'm going to eat my words. And that's kind of what happened here. This felt like a completely different type of Texas deathmatch. I'm with you on the terminology. I wish they kind of called this something else, but that Deadeye through the table was ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. With the barbed wire spot. So many good things. And if there's anybody who is more in control of their style than Adam Page, I don't know who is, because he is such a master of what he does in a ring specifically and how to execute it.
By the way, our friend Sabrina followed you on the gram. She needs more girls making lady boner jokes. We're supportive of lady boner jokes here.
Thank you.
And again, thank you, Sabrina. She's always so generous to us, and we truly appreciate it, Sabrina. Thank you for supporting what we do, because we are publicly funded. Nerd Guru says Adam Page is a man of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth for crowning Adam Cole in thorns on Good Friday. Love that man. There was a spot like that. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but Tyler D says crown spot did really bother me as a Christian. Freaked out thinking my wife would walk in and see that. I would have no way of excusing it. As a Hispanic American, I appreciate how much you all support racial equality and defend equal rights for women. I only hope you'll do the same for respecting people's religion until Hangman or TK apologizes. This diehard will turn it 100% off. I'll keep listening to you guys. Well, I don't know that it was even necessarily intentional. It may have been a matter of circumstance.
I think it definitely was, because if you also consider that was taped on Wednesday, like I don't think they were thinking in those terms.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember. I think Hangman ended our interview with God bless that hasn't released as of yet. I don't know. I have no clue. I mean, to be honest with you, I had no idea Easter was this weekend until a bunch of people reminded me. I don't remember when certain holidays were. This wasn't taped Wednesday, just so you know. This was tonight. So it was. So
just kidding. I knew that.
Yeah, just kidding on that. I don't know. We'll find out. I'll do my best to find out, but I can't say for sure that it was intentional. The irony of it was not lost on me. I was like, oh my, look, it's a crown of thorns on Good Friday. There we go. Daniel says Hangman's confidence is still a great story. It is. So somebody pointed out to me, he had kind of stopped drinking on screen. Now we saw him with the beer in the crowd. Do you think we're going to see more of that? And do you think it was intentional because of the guy he's about to go up against in CM Punk?
Oh yeah, I think since CM Punk signed, there's been a lot of people, self-included, that thought the drunk cowboy versus the straight edge asshole is a collision course that we want to see. And I think until he turns heel, it's going to be like a, hey man, like, this is who I am, this is who you are, and he'll get progressively more bothered by it, because I think this is going to be a Double or Nothing main event. I think it's going to get really, really fun and really nasty. I think the alcohol might come into play in the outcome in some way. Like, if Hangman wins and he's celebrating, I think maybe, because we have not seen the straight edge side of Punk rear its head yet. And I think that's always been associated with heel Punk, which I think is really fun, because heels that are like a little bit right are so annoying. Like, Planet's champion, Bryan Danielson.
Absolutely.
So annoying because you're like, he's a little bit right, but he's such a jerk about it. So I think it's completely intentional. They love planting seeds like that, and I think they're going to blossom over the course of the next couple months.
Guys in the chat, like, listen, you don't have to agree with somebody else's religion, but let's avoid demeaning other people's religion in our chat. That is not something we want to advocate or employ or do something like that.
Yeah.
It is real easy to just not talk about it. Nice. Otherwise.
Or I'll throw lariats at all of you.
Derek says, according to Will on DAD, Mox challenged Archer to a Texas death match, who then challenged Hangman, who then challenged Cole. So there's a pattern.
Oh. Ooh,
that is a nice, nice touch there. Also, Will Washington, newsbreaker now. How about that one? He had the news on Satnam Singh on Fightful Select and why exactly that happened.
So, yeah, he was also on the list in your boy, wasn't he? Thanks for the invite.
Matt Reichel says, happy Friday, Paywall Jesus and Kate. What a match between the Adams. This AEW New Japan joint show rumors have me interested. Well, me too. I haven't got it confirmed as of yet, but I loved it. Look at what this has caused. Look at this. The heathens. The heathens. Come on.
My tips are on my Twitter account. If anybody wants to pay me for no reason, I will throw lariats. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. My God.
It's going to be me throwing a clothesline at a camera. Like, I don't know what you actually expect.
Sure it will. There were a lot of spots I liked in that match. The Dead Eye. By the way, check out Making a Finisher, The Dead Eye, where he talks about coming up with that move. That was great because we haven't necessarily seen that finish a lot of matches of late. So I thought I liked that as well. Krifter says, love the chairs to the spine. Good callback to him versus Black at TakeOver in Philly. That Dead Eye through the table was a top holy shit moment. Oh, it certainly was. It was very, very good.
And I don't want Adam Cole to get lost in this either. He is maybe the best super kick in modern wrestling. Like, they look so great and so impactful. I thought he was fantastic in this match and has been great in this feud. Like, you can definitely tell the difference between people who have been working TV for a number of years and those who haven't. And it's just these little things. Like, his facial expressions are so great. And he is telling a story in every second of the match.
The sit and punch each other spot, usually something I'm not into, but I thought it was a nice blow off spot as well. But Taylor says, got to say, I enjoyed seeing Rampage early this evening. Cole and Hangman ruled. Oh, I adored it. I adored the early start.
Put it on at 6 p.m. and move SmackDown up an hour. I'll be fine with it.
Jay says, do you think Cole, Red Dragon, Buck stuff paused because Omega is hurt worse than expected? I don't think he's hurt worse than expected. I think he was always planning on getting a lot of stuff done. It's just, I talked to Adam Cole in our interview about the Hangman, about Omega. And he was like, man, it's crazy to think that he was nowhere near 100% last year.
Yeah.
And he was delivering this stuff.
Like, think about what he did with Jungle Boy.
Yeah. Messed up sinuses, vertigo, messed up shoulders, messed up knee, like
stomach, right? Wasn't he having stomach?
He had a hernia issue. He had a hernia issue as well.
Nuts.
Wild. Nerd Guru says SmackDown was terrible, but Adam Cole has the best super kick in the game. After that title retention, we are much closer to Kate's personal friend GTSing the shit out of that cowboy to win the title. I think it could be happening. I think there's a lot of story to be told. A couple of spots we didn't talk about. That upside down super kick was the best I've ever seen. Because it was outside the ring. It was a smaller margin for error. Also, the feigning the moonsault to get Adam Cole to try it the first time, then hitting him with a moonsault chair shot. Thought that was really good.
That was.
Sabrina says, I'm the Shane McMahon when it comes to super chats. Here comes the money. I appreciate it.
Thank
in
you,
the
Sabrina.
Air. In the air, even. Nerd Guru says, going to the May 11th show on Long Island, hoping since it's two episodes before Double or Nothing, that's when Punk turns heel. Do you think we get a heel Punk at Double or Nothing, or do you think he wins as a babyface? Because that's going to be a very interesting reaction.
I really think he like low blows him in the match. I think he's going to break your heart in real time in the match. And not like, I don't think it's going to be gradual. I think you're going to want to ride this babyface punk run out as long as you can. And it's just going to ruin people in the best way possible when he does it. And it costs Adam his title reign. Like, there's nothing that's going to be more vicious than that, that Punk can do, than to do it in the match, cheat to win, and then just be an asshole. And eventually Eddie Kingston gets to come back and say, I told you he was this guy. Like, that's, can't book it better than that.
Guys,
Summer of Punk, let's go.
Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. Daniel R. says, Sean, thanks for helping Nami. They're great. Want Punk to stay face for a long time until people are finally like, he won't turn heel. It sucks, but it is what it is. Then bang, he turns heel. See people so excited for a Punk turn, make them earn it. Well, AEW is really good about threading people in and out of heel and babyface based on the situation. Like, maybe he's a babyface against the person he's feuding with right now, but he's a heel in the particular situation against Hangman. Like, they're really good at that. So I don't necessarily think it'll be hard and fast, like, this is what this is. And plenty of people are going to cheer him regardless.
We also get layers. Like, I have this quote in my office, little by little, day by day, I'm remembering who the I am. Like, that's heel-ish. And he was heel-ish against Eddie Kingston because everyone loves Eddie. Like, I think that you don't have to be, I think you can lay seeds for something and then let it grow in a certain feud or whatever. Like, I like that there's layers to the characters that we're seeing.
By the way, Lasagna says, all I want for Easter is a feud between Butcher and a returning Miro over the TNT title.
Oh, God. That would be hard-hitting.
Yeah.
And awesome. Awesome fantasy book. Let's go.
Ian Hunter says, Kate, who hit bigger shots this week, Joe Suzuki or Vladdy over the Yankees? Go, Jays, go.
I'm going to say Suzuki and Joe because the Yankees still got some winning in there. So... we still got some. We got some dubs in there, and also.
Well, even if the Reds don't have any wins, where are we gonna go? What are we gonna do? Says ownership. Who are you gonna root for? They'll just move the team.
2-5, your Reds.
Jay says Cole super kicked Ricochet mid backflip at NXT Takeover, and it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It brought me back to wrestling. I love hearing what got people back into wrestling. That is so cool to me.
Did you ever stray and come back, or were you just always in?
No, never.
Aw, look at you. So committed.
Never, ever. But you know what? Sometimes your private information can stray when hackers get a hold of it.
What? How could we prevent such a thing?
How? Did you just ask me how?
Yeah.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. 70% off your NordVPN plan. Additional month free. 30-day money back guarantee. But how about this? They've got threat protection. They block online trackers. They block annoying pop-up ads. They block malware. Not a problem with Fightful.com. Maybe some other places. Not us. We don't do malware. But NordVPN.com doesn't use malware either. They fight it. They drop that big elbow on it. How about the fastest VPN in the world? NordVPN. Way faster than Kate is being right now. Faster than that, too. Way faster than that. How about this? You can use it on your phone, your tablet, your PC, your laptop, your desktop, even your router. Avoid geo restrictions. I got friends all the time that are traveling. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't watch my shows on YouTube TV because I'm geo-restricted. Well, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And not only that, you can buy pay-per-views via overseas services and essentially pay for the service itself with the savings. NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can subscribe to services overseas at a much cheaper rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, maybe you're trying to watch a YouTube video and somebody has unfairly copyright claimed it in that area. Well, you can just change where you're located, change your virtual location with just one click, and watch that there YouTube video with NordVPN.com slash Fightful.
You moved to the big city and your accent got much more intense somehow.
My accent used to be much thicker.
I did
some speech therapy, some classes to get rid of it. And then
because you did voiceover work?
I did do voiceover work, but it wasn't bad when I did voiceover stuff, but like just talking in general, it would be. And then when I realized I was pretty secure in my job, I said, to hell with it. What are they going to do? Fire me over an accent? Doubt it. Drew says, to Kate's point, they have BCC with one coming out of the heel tunnel, one coming out of the face tunnel, and one coming out of the crowd. I think that's brilliant. That is a great touch. That is a fantastic touch. Then one that just goes straight to the commentary table. So, yeah. My God, they do everything. I love that. That's a great shout, Drew. Daniel says, if Hangman retains, he versus Eddie would be great. Eddie's got to pick up wins, though, buddy. Got to pick up wins because we've been down that road. Sabrina Harley again. Our friend Sabrina Harley says,
it's
I don't think...
Lady boners. They bring it all together.
She's rock hard right now. In the middle of the air. I assume she's in the middle of the air right now.
Like Eric Shins. Remember him?
Rock hard Eric Shins.
Hero.
She says, I don't think we'll see heel Punk yet. Feel like we have to let it simmer before the tea kettle whistles. Give us a compelling story that gives us a reason. I hope they don't half-ass it, you know. So I think part of the reason might be Punk being a little judgy over Hangman and his use of substance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at his core, he is still straight edge society guy.
Yeah. I just need a moment of him and Serena Deeb in the hallway. Just
yeah.
Like a, you look familiar. But I think you're gearing up for a summer of Punk. But I'm an insufferable CM Punk mark. So there you go.
Sebastian says he's straight in 2001. TNA Unbreakable brought me back. Buddy, that is one of the greatest main events in wrestling history. One of my favorite matches ever. Joe Styles and Christopher Daniels. Amazing. WWE SmackDown. We have RK-Bro coming out. They're doing their thing. The Usos come out. They're doing their thing. And they're saying, this is our show. And Randy goes, no, any show I'm on is my show. And it's Riddle's show. But the most important aspect is they accept the unification challenge. And it's happening at WrestleMania Backlash. How did you feel about it?
Predictable. But Randy Orton's really good when he chooses to care. Like, it was nice to see some fire from him, but like, we knew this was going to happen. The brand split is not a thing. So the like, hey man, what are you doing in my house stuff doesn't work so much when everybody's in each other's houses, but it was just nice to see some fire from Randy Orton. Cause we don't always get that very often. But yeah, I mean, predictable way to kick off the show. I don't need them fighting 100 times about this.
Not a ton of substance to it.
Yeah. Like, loved the juice from Randy, but nothing really said so much.
Got the match later on, and Riddle wins with an RKO. My favorite part of it, good match, by the way. Nothing that's going to blow your doors off or anything like that, but a fun match on a show. Wasn't even the best match on the show. But a fun match, and Randy Orton just running into the ring for the finish and standing there, I thought was really entertaining. This is completely unoffensive. It's set up the logical next step in a storyline. I would like something with a little bit of stakes closing the show. I realize you're not going to close the show with Ricochet and Jinder Mahal, but that's of their own doing. That's their own fault that they're not ending a show with Ricochet and Jinder Mahal because they haven't presented either one as important or the title. But I mean, this was a fine way to advance a story, I thought.
Yeah, it was exactly fine to close out the show.
Yeah.
Like it was a good match. That's it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Madcap Moss defeated Humberto. I mean, Madcap Moss is in the middle of a push, but he's still Madcap Moss. He's still got the friggin' suspenders and shit. Like, come on, stop. He got interviewed by Drew Gulak before this. By the way, or I think Corbin, I can't remember if Corbin got interviewed as well by Gulak, but it doesn't matter because Moss did, and Gulak is an interviewer. We'll save the Gulak interviewing thing for later. We'll save that. Moss getting a win, I'm completely fine with. I would just like to see the Los Lotharios used in a good tag team role. But Moss winning, they clearly have something in mind for him.
I don't need his Barney Rubble looking ass out there at all against Los Lotharios. I don't understand why a tag
team. Else do you think they're going to prepare him to win the Intercontinental title?
Hopefully by facing Joel Pearl and knocking that idea out of his brain and out of existence. But I don't like Ricochet losing to Los Lotharios and then Madcap Moss winning. And I don't understand why a tag team is facing singles competitors.
I don't mind that.
Regularly. I do. I think you should respect your own tag team division a little bit more. I'm much more interested in.
We got Wardlow about ready to crush Butcher. I just don't have a problem with that, ultimately.
Well, good for you, Sean.
I don't. I don't have a problem with Ricochet versus Jinder Mahal either. I rather enjoyed it. I think the match went pretty well how it should have went. Ricochet gets the win, and after the match, they made Ricochet seem like he was a big deal. Like, the way they were talking up, they're like, the incredible, the amazing Ricochet. And I'm like, yeah, you sons of bitches should have been talking about him like he was a superhero a long-ass time ago instead of having him come out and say, you know, growing up, I always thought that superheroes were just something I would read about in comic books, but as I grew older, I realized that superheroes are real. And not only are superheroes real, I could be one. No!
The newscaster.
No!
The newscaster turn for me was what really clinched.
He should have been like, I am the shit. I can do 634 flips in a row, and all you lame pieces of shit can't.
Or just like superheroes don't ever talk about how they're superheroes. Superman's never like, hey, guess what? Like,
He should. He should be like, I'm a goddamn superhero. Yeah.
You know how you guys think I'm Clark Kent and stuff? Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't have like the bad taste of him losing
He should be like, I'm not Clark Kent. I'd punch that four-eyed dork in the face and hit him with a 630. I'm better than Superman. He should. Listen, I'm insufferable now. If I could do like 5% of the shit that Ricochet could do, oh my God. Yes, imagine the GCW promos I'd be cutting.
I was just gonna like, say.
Imagine the stuff I'd be saying to people.
I would
be doing handsprings down the ramp, snatching $10 bills out of people's hands.
Oh, you like, want them to subscribe to the higher tier because you're doing more. I like that.
If you like subscribe to tier 2 of Fightful Select, you get early access to our interviews. Oh, man.
I just don't feel like Jinder Mahal was an important enough win to erase what they did with Austin Theory and Los Lotharios the week before. Like, I'm just going to need more, but it's definitely a step in the right direction to not pin your champions on television and then have them be talked about like they matter. Definitely trending in the right direction, but you're going to have to do a little bit more to win my trust in that regard.
I mean, Jinder's a former world champion. He was a big part of the show about 5 years ago, and I
listen to what you just said. He was a big part of the show 5 years ago, Sean.
So he's still useful. I thought this was one of his
doing rap promos again. Like the last thing we saw him in was doing rap promos against a now released Hit Row faction. No, he has not felt important.
Gotta rebuild. Gotta use people somehow. I would rather him be used and utilized based on that prior push than him being fired or him being completely taken off TV. I think it's fine. Valab says, why is a dude named Ricochet, which sounds like an actual superhero name, doing promos like he's a guy named Trevor having his first match? That's the thing. When they would have him cut promos, he would act like he had never been there before. And I'm like, I know you were Prince Puma, dude. You were a superhero. Like, I watched it.
Super Trevor. Let's go.
You're ridiculous.
I have to know why Trevor. That's amazing.
That's his name.
Is it really? That's his shoe
name? Yes, that's his name.
I didn't know that was his shoe name.
I thought
I thought his name was Pew 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 Ricochet.
We saw another Lacey Evans promo. Ryan Martin says that promo was raw, real, loved every second of it. Happy she's telling her story. She's going to be super over when she returns. No one wants to boo her. I thought it was pretty good after last week and this week. I'm ready for them to move on to some different subject matter.
Yeah.
I'm ready for them to move on. Beyond that,
I did not like this one. I liked last week's and it was refreshing, but this felt like Liberty Bell from Glow for me, but like dark and sad and getting weird. And the music in the background and the crowd reaction stuff. Are you okay?
I was blowing my nose, Kate. My God. Thanks for calling attention to it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I mean, her character was effectively based off of Liberty Bell. So, I mean, but when you run back the same thing this week, it's like, it wasn't bad, but I just didn't need more of it. And you got Natalia and Shayna there like, ugh.
Gross.
This girl thinks she can just walk right in. And I'm like, she had a kid. She's been around.
Been there. Like,
yeah, she's been there. Now, I don't know what the hell they're doing with.
Neither do they, buddy.
I don't know what they're doing with Raquel.
She's like this. What? Yeah.
She tried to roll her R's too. It didn't work out too hot for her. But
why are you making people who are a certain nationality be inauthentically that nationality? Like, why does Sheamus have to dye his hair redder? I don't understand why Raquel has to roll her R's when she hasn't ever done that in NXT. And she is such like, she's so different than a lot of what the roster has to offer on the women's division, especially with Nia Jax not being there anymore. She, to me, has always been the one to make sense to fill that role, to be honest, better than Nia ever could, I think. Like, she's just a little bit further ahead ring-wise. So I don't know what this like goofiness with her just being around is.
I hope that this Raquel happy to be here gimmick is a gimmick.
Yeah.
And she's not really like, hey guys, hey guys.
She goes and beats the crap out of everyone, this will pay that off. Pay this off rather.
Damn, but Mark says Lacey Evans could cure cancer and AIDS simultaneously, and I'd boo her out of the medical lab she made the discovery. Jesus.
I mean, that's just rude for society, but I understand your point.
Oh, we got a Gunther promo. Cadillac Carson says it was bizarre watching Imperium be nice guys and smiling. Gunther laughing. My mind was blown. Great interview. I got them to pop because I asked why they were avoiding the 3-on-1 dream match against Malcolm Bivens.
Why were they? They didn't answer the question. I remember seeing this now.
Well, the funny thing was Eichner was like, I didn't even see that one. I was like, well, the fact that you think I was being honest about it tells me all I need to know about how ridiculous Bivens is. Because he was like, oh, of course, it's something Bivens is doing.
Of course he put that as a shit post on Twitter.
And Gunther was like, no, I find him quite entertaining. But if he wants to get slapped, I'll arrange it. I loved it.
There was, for those of you who don't watch NXT, a moment where Walter like threw him up against the locker and his face was amazing until Roddy Strong came in and broke up the situation.
Bivens is incredible. The Imperium promo, fine. It's a vignette. Didn't have a problem with it. Way to promote Walter Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser. Yeah, Ludwig Kaiser. Sure. So Ludwig Kaiser serving sort of as a manager right here. I had Lance Storm tweeting before, he was hoping Bivens would get called up. Well, LA Knight kind of did. We reported on FightfulSelect.com a couple weeks ago that they were going to look at LA Knight as a manager. Tonight, he managed Mace on the dark match. I'm going to work to get more details. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I'll use this as our, push for FightfulSelect.com. This week we had a bunch of stories. We verified an ROH AEW signing, verified two of them. So we've had two signing stories this week. Had tons of notes from our interviews as well. Had more on Juice Robinson leaving New Japan. Had my Q&A show. Had the story behind the AEW Dynamite finish, Satnam Singh's debut. We broke the news that Good Brothers Impact deals are expiring this summer. That news that Wendy Chu re-signed with WWE. So another big piece of contract info and a ton of details behind Cody Rhodes' first week back in WWE. News that New Japan was getting visas to bring American talent over. Broke the news that Curtis Axel and Arya Daivari were getting tryouts as WWE producers. We got at least one, usually at least two exclusive pieces of news there every day, as well as an additional show. FightfulSelect.com and get in your Humper Chats and Super Chats.
$40 a month. What?
No, wrong. What? It's $5 a month. $5 a month.
$5 a month for all of that breaking news?
$5 a month. It's the most affordable breaking news service in wrestling.
My God.
Mark Losper says, wait, LA Knight is a manager? WTF. Well, I mean, he can talk his ass off. He's gonna be great in that role.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Mark. I think you're a dummy. Yeah, if you take him out of the ring. I just wanted to do that.
Tonto, see.
You were so glad when you had those couple weeks off from me. And now here you are.
Mark Losper says, wrestling has more than one droning promo about nothing, apparently. Very clever. I like that. Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre. Here's the Iggy on that. Drew McIntyre beat the shit out of him real bad, like he should have. And then Sami hits the bricks again. I like it. Sami got his ass whipped by the jackass guys. So he ain't having the hottest of times in the ring right now. So he's going to get his ass whipped by Drew McIntyre. And he's going to say, all right, and leave. I'm cool with it. Drew, they should be building him for the big match. And the big match is a stadium championship match. Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. The weekend of All Out where they're in the UK. That's got to be what they're building him to. And he does not need to lose till then, Kate.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like Sammy's perfect for eating this loss. It would be really weird if he was just absolutely tormented and losing to the guy from Jackass and Drew McIntyre was having a huge problem with him. To do that back to back would have been ridiculous programming. And Sami Zayn is just so damn entertaining that I feel like he can settle in nicely to this. I just I love Sammy. There's been very little work that he's done in WWE or anywhere that I've not been invested in some way, comedically, emotionally, whatever. He's so, so versatile. And I think a perfect way to build Drew up. I just hope after he builds Drew up, they do put him in something where he can start getting some wins, because I think he is valuable as either a mid-card champion or contender or something where he's not looking so silly, but he's hysterical here. So I will take it.
Drew McIntyre has not lost since his match at Crown Jewel against Big E. He beat Madcap Moss and Sheamus and Ricochet and Mustafa Ali and Sami Zayn and Jinder and Corbin. Like, he's beaten everybody. Keep it up. Keep it up. He's lost to Big E in a title match. Well, that's fine. I got no problem with that. I didn't have a problem with him losing to Riddle in their banger of a 20-minute match. Like, after he went on such a long run at top on the top for like a year and a half, I didn't have a problem with him like losing to some people. Now, granted, looking back, you probably don't want him losing to Braun Strowman or anybody like that, but losing to the likes of even Sheamus, when Sheamus beat him in the contender match. Like, I didn't have much of a problem with that, because it's like, okay, he had his big push. Let him put some people over for a couple months, then we'll rebuild him. And I love that they've rebuilt him by winning matches. Well, Shot Kid says we could have had Pete Dunne, not Butch, against Drew Gulak. Well, now they lost Butch like he's a fucking dog. His gimmick is that he is a rabid dog. And Pat McAfee kind of slipped up and said rabid Wolverine. I don't think that's something they'll be leaning into in the future. That was Chris Benoit's nickname. But he just shows up and he attacks Kofi and Xavier. If anybody can get this over, it will be him. He's talented enough.
Nobody can get this over, though.
I think he can. But he is an angry toddler is what he is. He's going through his terrible twos right now. When they said I lost him, I was like, oh, that took a lot away. If they hadn't done that and they were just like, oh shit, he's going after him. And oh no, I guess on Sheamus's Twitter, they found him and they wrapped him in rope.
For real?
Oh God.
Yeah. Tell me more about how he's going to get this over, Sean. No.
They did. They tied him with, like, paracord.
Well, good. Maybe he can hang out with Rick Steiner, and they can just be penned up somewhere inexplicably, and then getting out of that situation.
Volob's a scrappy dappy do. It's stupid. It's really stupid. I tried to think it would be good. It's not.
Yeah, no, this is bad. This is just a bad use of one of the best technical wrestlers in the world.
Well, while we're on that topic, Drew Gulak interviews Charlotte backstage. She says, hey, you're going to interview me in the ring since you came and interrupted me backstage and asked for an assessment of your job. Drew Gulak is like subtly trolling a little bit. And then Charlotte beats his ass, chop blocks him, beats him up, puts him in a figure eight, and he taps out and screams, I quit! I quit!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh boy. Listen.
Yeah.
WWE was in a position a couple of years ago where they had Drew Gulak working with Daniel Bryan every week, and he left the company because he didn't resign. And they're like, no, we want to make sure this works. Now we're in a situation where Drew Gulak has not had a televised singles match. Oh, let's see. Since June the 6th, he had a one-on-one match where Mansoor beat him in 2 minutes. His previous two were against Angel Garza. They both lasted 2 minutes. I am not counting main event. Do not pretend that you all watch that bullshit. You are lying. He lost to AJ in 3 minutes. He lost to Angel Garza in 2 minutes in December 2021. You got to go back to Hell in a Cell 2020 to get a match on TV that went over 5 minutes that wasn't a battle royal. Let's see.
What was the last feud he was in? Was that Bryan Danielson? Was his last feud on television? Uh-huh.
You would probably have to go all the way back to, yeah. You got to go back to the July 2020 edition to find a match that went over like 5.5 minutes on TV for him. He's not a short, tiny guy. He's like 5'11", 6 feet tall, about 200 pounds. Good-sized guy. He's got some pretty good charisma. But, man, he got hosed on the mic and beaten up by the female champion.
None of this is good. None of this is good. What they did to him isn't good. The storyline with Ronda isn't good. What Charlotte got out of this isn't good. Drew Gulak being in a on the mic backstage role at all isn't good. This is all trash. It's disrespectful to Drew Gulak and all of the work he's put into this industry and everything that he's accomplished and everything that he is capable of accomplishing. It's such an insult to the skill of the performers involved in this. It doesn't help Charlotte at all. It makes no sense to relegate him to this role. It wasn't justified why he's in this role. All of this is trash and air thievery on my television. All of it is bad. Find something better.
Didn't like this at all. I mean, sure, it makes Charlotte look like a badass, but...
Does it?
Yeah. To somebody, it's going to make her look like a badass. To some kid somewhere, they're going to go, oh, man, she beat up that guy. But, I mean, like, they demeaned him to such... and took him off TV for so long that, like, what does that mean? I don't know. Nerd Guru says, I'd rather see Sasha and Naomi feud over the title rather than any of the BS Ronda and Charlotte are doing. Naomi rules, Sasha rules, book it, but they will not. That was my pitch before WrestleMania. I thought that they would probably eat the pin and feud, but based on the match we got tonight, I'm glad they held off on that. Also, Luis says, friendly reminder last year that Angel Garza had a feud with Drew Gulak last year, and Drew got a rose shoved up his ass.
Great. Thank you.
Somebody says that Gulak's digital exclusive buried me even further. Please clue me in. Luis, if you don't mind, please watch that and let me know. Nerd Guru says they need to end this Charlotte Ronda thing. It's not working, and the promo Charlotte cut tonight was god-awful. They couldn't pay me to care about Lacey as a babyface. Sorry, not sorry. Well, that's understandable, but yeah, this Charlotte Ronda thing ain't working for me. Ain't working for me.
They did a tag match at Sands of Time Chamber Elimination. They should have just figured out a tag program. I don't understand why we haven't seen Ronda and Shayna Baszler in a program near or around each other other than that one Royal Rumble spot. That just makes no sense that they wouldn't either endemically be teaming together or feuding against each other. And I don't know. There was no meat on the bone going into WrestleMania, and there's even less exiting it. This does not work.
Sabrina, our good friend, says, "Hey, Sean, if they unify the tag titles, will the leather of the title be purple?" I don't think they'll go that way after 205. I figure you're probably joking, but I don't think they're going to like make one set of titles. I mean, that's just my hunch, but I think they're going to still keep the titles. I think they want the aesthetic and the visuals there.
Okay, I have a better idea than unifying the tag titles. I've been saying for the past week, you should have an Usos unification match between the Usos and Solo Sikoa, and they just unify them all into one Uso, and the other two need to hit the bricks.
We had a fantastic match with Rhea Ripley and Naomi. Oh, man, this was the best match of SmackDown by far. And originally on the rundown, it was supposed to be Sasha Banks. She certainly was not dressed to compete. But Naomi sure as hell was, and this got some time. This was a really good match. Naomi and Rhea have incredible chemistry with one another, like just incredible chemistry. And I wish this didn't have a commercial in it because I wanted to see what happened in between. They were going at a great pace. There were some great teases of like the Riptide off the top rope. Of course, Rhea stacked Naomi, pinned her as she does. This is to set up the tag title match on Monday. It's also to promote our interview with Rhea Ripley on Monday.
That's why this match happened.
Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. You'll have early notes on that interview. And also, we can, I think we'll have early access to the interview itself on tier two, but notes for sure. Sorry, I'm looking at what Luis wrote about Gulak. Oh boy, that'll be something. But this match was the highlight of SmackDown to me. They let these women go, and as it turns out, they can go really well, and this was an awesome match. This is one of my favorite Naomi matches I've ever seen.
Naomi is so great, and it's nice to see her getting some shine the past few months. Again, I don't love the booking because I don't like champions losing on television. The tag titles haven't been defended by them. I understand this is a singles match. You pointed that out last week, all right? But I don't like your tag champions losing back-to-back. I feel like that's a situation where 50-50ing it actually could be good. What I did love about this match was it was a women's match that kicked ass that had time. We rarely see that on television that's not Impact, to be quite honest, across the board. This was fantastic. Rhea and Naomi just... something clicked, and they have very different ring styles. So I don't know if it was just their comfort working together or the collision of ring styles that just worked, but this was the best Rhea looked in a long time. I don't need
amazing.
The weird touching Liv's face stuff. I would like to just see Rhea be an ass kicker like she is.
Listen, but- listen, buddy, I can tell you based on the Twitter reactions I've seen, there's a huge market for that thing that you don't want to see.
Yeah, no, I understand as a straight woman that is there's definitely a different situation of the key demographic, if you will, that would be a fan of such a thing.
I said,
Liv's whip hey, sold for like 10 grand. I get it.
I said to Rhea, I was like, so last week we had a headline from Sonya where she said, I don't know why people act wild when I post pictures with Rhea. And I was like, but you all know. And she's like, we know.
Yeah, they know.
We know.
Oh, they know what they're doing. I just would prefer it not be the thing that they're doing. But I thought this...
Get over, Kate.
No, I don't think we should act like...
You're about to clothesline people.
I am, but that's different because...
Wait, Lariat.
Yeah, I Lariat, but the Hensler Lariat. It's lethal. But I also don't like them pretending that it's a choice. That's gross to me. Sure. But I think that it was a fantastic match. It was really refreshing to see a women's match be this high quality and get this length of time. I just didn't love the booking.
A shot compares it to Reg saying, give Impact a chance. And also that whip sold for over 10 grand.
I know.
There's
I
a demographic. If I were her, I'm just walking around my apartment, touching stuff and selling it. Like at this point.
Yeah, no, good for her. Auction off your apartment, make $1 million. I get that.
Oh my God.
Doesn't mean I gotta like it. And I also just don't like that representation. Like I think saying it's a choice is messed up, to be honest. But
what do you mean saying it's a choice?
Like that neither of that. Well, I guess you know what? Liv has been a lesbian in canon.
I mean,
before
no. Like was that explicitly stated somewhere?
I mean, they've been leaning into this pretty heavily.
I mean, I mean, sure. But I mean, I don't know that anybody has necessarily identified what orientation they are on screen to imply that, like, I mean, yeah, I just don't like to assume that type of thing. Because I'm not a piece of shit, Kate. You know.
Well, you definitely are. Maybe not in that specific way.
Our friend Sabrina has landed. Big thank you to Sabrina for how generous she was. Not only during this show, but all the shows and on social media. She's always so great to us.
Glad you landed safe.
Yes. Drew Gulak is not landing safe. He said that he messed up his knee, asked Megan Morant if that has happened to her, asked if there was an announcer's medical facility team, but Morant ran off in confusion. Yikes. Well, guys, please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. That's the most direct way to support us. We're breaking news there all the time. I've got a very interesting story that's going to get a lot of play next week. Yeah, very interesting one. It's going to get a lot of play next week, so just go ahead and subscribe, okay? Kate, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on Sour Graps after this, talking about Drew Gulak more, but also Tuesday nights with Alex after NXT. That's not a review show anymore. That's a weird variety show that we have a lot of fun at. We can find me on the Mark Order every Wednesday, talking all things All Elite, and Fridays here. I also have more commentary gigs in the works, so stay posted on my Twitter at Miss Kayfabe to check those out too.
Guys, we are back tomorrow for Battle of the Belts. Don't know what the cast will look like as of yet, but we will have a bit of an abbreviated review on that. Until next time, guys, go to Sour Graps, FightfulSelect.com. We're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.